It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. I'm coming to you live from Atlanta, Georgia. Thank you to everybody for being tuned in, locked in, all over North America, wherever you might be, whatever you might be doing. I'm in Atlanta. Thank you to our producer holding it down in New York City, Ryan Botcher. Thank you to you again for listening. We appreciate you. You got plenty of options. You got things to do. You got places to be. You got things you can listen to. We're glad that you're here. This show gets started every weekday at 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 Pacific. It's been a busy day. The Lakers got sold for $10 billion. Well, it's been a busy 24 hours. The Lakers got sold for $10 billion to the owner of the Dodgers. Hilarious. Oh, great if you're a Lakers fan. Last night, the Florida Panthers, they end up beating the Edmonton Oilers to win the Stanley Cup for the second consecutive year. Jaire Alexander, the newest member, defensive back, cornerback for the Baltimore Ravens, hooks up with his old college teammate from Louisville, Lamar Jackson. Tyrese Halliburton, this man as it stands right now, game time decision for game six tomorrow. Looks like the Pacers are cooked. OKC may walk away with the title tomorrow. Could happen. Maybe the Rays get sold. Yeah, Tampa Bay Rays. Letter of intent means a whole lot of nothing. Yeah, not like the Lakers, let's put it that way. And right before we went to break, we talked about the great city of Memphis. Kind of kicked and stomped and beat up by Stephen A. Smith. He's like, oh, basketball players don't want to play in Memphis. NBA players like Jimmy Butler specifically don't think that Memphis is, you know what? Instead of rehashing some of the words of Stephen A. Smith, let's just listen to the man himself. This whole conversation about being a bad sports city that nobody wants to be in is going to lead us into tonight's top six list of the best sports cities. This is what Stephen A. had to say about Memphis.
The people in Memphis is a great sports town, great fans, great people. Yeah. But there's an element there where cats like Jimmy Butler and others don't feel it's the safest environment. I'm talking to the local authorities in Memphis. You got to clean some of that stuff up because it's dissuasive to NBA players. They have talked about it. I know they've told me.
Of course, everybody in, at, or related to Memphis hit back, including the police chief, the mayor, Ja Morant is like, man, this is what you're talking about during the NBA finals. Like, you don't have nothing better to discuss than taking a dump on the city of Memphis. Like, what are you doing right now? So that made me think, as I do every single Wednesday. I mean, if we're going to take a, well, Stephen A. is going to take a dump on Memphis. I said, I'm going to do the opposite. I'm going to be positive. I'm going to take some time and I want to highlight some of the best sports cities. Nobody would say this at all about any of the cities that I am about to mention. These teams are the best of the best. These cities are the best of the best. They're some of the most successful that we've ever had in the world of sports. As I do every Wednesday, it's a new top six list. Today, we're going to take a look at the best of the best. I'm talking championships. I'm talking fans, atmosphere, prestige, fandom on a whole different level. It's time for a new top six list.
6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
It's time to get JR's latest top six list, only on the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you on the Infinity Sports Network. It's time to take a look at the top six sports cities in the United States of America. I love Toronto. Shout out to Toronto. Not in the United States of America. Sorry. I love you and Montreal and Vancouver and Edmonton. Quebec City. I love all y'all. Not in the United States of America. Anyway, when I thought about this list, I really wanted to highlight teams that have had, or cities that have had the ultimate success, championships, a top tier, top flight players and athletes. Fans that you just go, well, damn, these are not just fanatics. They are nuts, just pure nuts. You don't care. Well, you can call a sports fan a sports nut. Yeah, all of that. And then you got to think about the city. What has the city done to? Are they known as a sports city? Is it a big time sports town? And so those are some of my criteria when it came down to putting this list together. And this is my list. I'm putting a lot of this down to common knowledge and some personal experience as well. And so without further ado, top six sports cities in the United States of America. Let's start with this number right here.
Number six.
I love this city. I do. Man, I'd be overweight. I'd have clogged arteries. I might be an alcoholic if I lived there. At number six on my list, I'm going to the City of Champions. I'm going to Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. Oh, I love Pittsburgh. Man, some of that food there tastes good, but it'll clog your arteries. Oh, I love alcohol. One of my best whiskey places is in Pittsburgh, PA. And then they're called the City of Champions because, yeah, damn it, they don't got no NBA team. But when it comes to the Steelers and the Penguins, and I know it's been a long-ass time for the Pirates, man, they got rings. They got championships, 6 Super Bowls, 5 World Series, 5 Stanley Cups. The Pirates, unfortunately, yeah, it's been since 1979. But Pittsburgh has prestige, and their fans are diehards. Like, shout-outs to Mario Lemieux for helping to save and keep them there years ago, the Penguins. We all know about the Steelers. It's like maintained success. Unfortunately for the fans, it feels like maintained mediocrity. And then, yeah, I forgot, there are the Pirates. But you know what? Here's the bright side for the Pirates. I have walked by PNC. Man, this team has sucked, and the fans file out of that place. They support like none other. And you know who else loves Pittsburgh? One of the biggest, well, damn it, he is the biggest name to recently sign to play in the city. That's Aaron Rodgers. Listen to what he just said about loving himself from Pittsburgh.
No, I mean, this is a blue-collar town. You know, the history of this great area is built, building the structure of the country. So a lot of great people here, great fan base. You know, we played here over the years. They even got their own song they play, you know, late in the third or in the fourth quarter. But it's a special, special place to play sports. Just great, great blue-collar people. And I'm excited to meet some of the fans along the way.
Aw, look at Aaron Rodgers. He's going to learn a song. How sweet of him. I got Pittsburgh, PA, number six on my list. Top six sports cities in the United States of America. I got Pittsburgh at six. What's that? What's next?
Number five.
Ooh. Los Angeles. Yeah, L.A. Yeah, there are a lot of people who look at Los Angeles and go, sports city? What are people doing out there? They don't care. But, man, when you really boil it down, Los Angeles, it's massive when it comes to not just the city, the second biggest media market in the country. Los Angeles is big time. Come on, the Lakers just sold for $10 million. The Dodgers just won the World Series. They're probably the most popular baseball team on planet Earth, buying up the whole world as well as Japan. They had the Olympics. They're going to have the Olympics again. They've had World Cups. We got another World Cup coming up. Even the LA Galaxy. Yeah, MLS soccer team has 6 titles. Los Angeles, whether it's professional sports leagues or some of the best athletes on earth coming here, Los Angeles is a huge, biggest sports city, biggest stars, like Kobe Bryant. Kobe Bryant, listen to him thank the fans of LA when he had his final game.
All I can do here is just thank you guys. Thank you guys for all the years of support. Thank you guys for all the motivation. Thank you for all the inspiration. And, you know, what's funny, the thing that had me cracking up all night long was the fact that I go through 20 years of everybody screaming to pass the ball. And on the last night, they're like, don't pass it.
It is funny. And God rest Kobe's soul, man. Los Angeles is big time. It is a massive sports. I didn't even mention a football that just got back. Even the Rams are like, hey, we got a title for you. Who cares? But I'm sure that some of their fans did. All 5 of their real fans that aren't in St. Louis. Hey, Los Angeles, number 5 on my list, top 6 sports cities. What's next after 5?
Number 4.
top sports cities in the United States of America at number 4. Chicago. Like, you got to love Chicago. Like, and I know it's been a while. It's been a minute since the Bulls had their 6 titles. The Blackhawks have gone through their stretches when their owner hasn't been a cheapskate. They won 3 titles between 2010 and 2015. And then even the White Sox have gotten in on it. The Bears, it's been a while. I know 85, it's been a while. The Chicago Cubs are one of the main reasons that I got them here on this list. Because if you gotta love a team through multiple generations of not winning a damn thing and being absolutely horrific and horrible, not winning a title, 108 years specifically, when your team is nicknamed the Lovable Losers, it can't get worse than that. The fans stick through thick and thin, which is why I have Chicago here at number 4. Go ask the White Sox fans. I want you to take a listen to this clip. Because after the Cubs finally won after 108 years, I'm talking 1908 to 2016, one of America's worst or best tabloids, Inside Edition, actually chronicled the fact that these Chicago Cubs won in 108 years, and there was an interesting correlation with the number 108. Only Inside Edition could figure this one out.
It's really freaky. The number 108 keeps popping up this World Series. Let's break it down. It's been 108 years since the Chicago Cubs won their last World Series. The tower that broadcasts Cubs games stands 108 stories. Baseballs have 108 stitches. And who makes baseballs? Spalding. Their offices were originally located at 108 Madison Street in Chicago. There's more. Wrigley Field, the legendary home of the Cubs. When it was built way back in 1914, it was given the building code number 108.
Yeah, who would have thought? Who would have thought? Yeah, 108 had so much significance for the Chicago Cubs. In the city of Chicago, good for them. Yeah, one of the top sports cities in America. I got the city of Chicago at number 4. Top 6 sports cities. What comes after 4?
Number 3.
Oh, wow. This is an easy one. This city, their fans are delinquents. I was born in this city. I don't know if I'm a delinquent. Maybe, possibly. I'm talking climbing light posts. I don't care if it's a football championship. I don't care if it's a college championship. Man, they got jail cells in the stadiums, in the arenas. And they win, too. At number 3 on my list, top sports cities in America, I got Philadelphia right here at number 3. They're one of 6 cities that have won a title in the NHL, the NBA, Major League Baseball, the NFL. We know about the 2 NFL championships they have. They just won another one with the Eagles. Thank you so much, Saquon Barkley. They have 19 total championships amongst them. The Phillies, they got 2 titles. The 76ers, yeah, it's been a while. Sorry about that. It's been a while for the Flyers, too. But when you think about the passion of Philly fans, I don't know if it's... they may just be crazy, okay? They might just be nuts. Maybe they're rubbing off on Saquon Barkley as well. Because Saquon, during their championship rally after their crazy beer-throwing parade, Saquon, he found one of the ball boys from Philly. And Saquon gave a vulgar speech, slightly. And then the ball boy had a vulgar speech as well. Saquon Barkley went to Philly and he lost his mind.
Thank you so much for the love and support that you guys showed to me and my family, especially being the newcomers here. I want to thank Mr. Lurie. I want to thank Howie, the whole Eagles organization, my teammates. I want to thank you guys especially for us being world champs. Yeah. One thing that I've learned from being here for a short period of time is that you guys are tough, you guys are resilient, and you guys know how to fight. And no one I know better epitomizes that more than my boy Ryan.
Yeah.
Hey, Philly, this city overcomes everything. Say it with me. E
A-G-L-E-S, Eagles!
Yeah, that's a fan base that you want to avoid in a dark alley. I've seen, Bacha, have you seen the Eagles fans, like the ones that are like 5 years old, flipping off adults?
In person, no, but I've seen it all over social media, and I kind of say it's kind of funny.
Oh, yeah. Well, unless, well, not for society. It's sad for society. Funny for Philadelphia. Bad for society. A five-year-old who knows about flipping somebody off? Oh, my God. What the heck is that kid being exposed to? Oh, Philadelphians, I guess.
A lot of birds.
A lot of birds in Philly. That is absolutely correct. Top six sports cities in the United States of America. Philadelphia at number three. What city could be next?
Number two.
New York City. Yeah, I got New York City at number two on the list here. 54 championships. Yeah, I mean, you can thank the New York Yankees for 27 of them. You can also thank the damn city for having 12 professional sports teams. Yeah, things are busy. Very, very busy in New York City. Giants have 4 Super Bowls. They also have NFL championships that predate the Super Bowl. It's just, it's a lot going on. You start getting into the Rangers and the Mets and even MLS teams. NYCFC, everybody wins in New York at some point, even the Knicks. 1973, sorry. Anyway, someone who knows about winning in New York, someone who knows that New York City is the, well, one of the best sports cities in the country, I didn't have him number one on my list, is no one other than Derek Jeter. This is one of the most successful baseball players ever. And he was sitting down with Noriega on the Drinks Champ podcast, and Derek Jeter was asked whether or not Yankee fans, specifically New York fans, Yankee fans, are they not the best sport fans out, period? This is what Jeter had to say.
Is that the best fans in the world?
By far, it's not even close. You know, the thing with the Yankee fans is they pay attention every single day. I mean, you mentioned 1998. We had a rough patch towards the end of the year. First of all, we won a division in April.
Right.
It was over. Right. We just played 5 months that, you know, we already won. And we had a rough patch at the end, and you're walking down the streets and, you know, fans yelling, you better turn it around. You guys are going to blow it. I'm like, damn, we're up 25 games right now. But they watch every single day. They expect excellence. They do not take excuses.
Right.
I mean, you got to stand in front of your locker and you have to answer questions when things don't go well. Right. And, you know, it's like I always just tell my teammates, if you want to escape the locker room, do it when you have a good game.
Yeah, do it when you have a good game. Don't run away when things are bad and people come to beat you up later. Yeah, I got New York City. You want to talk about the top six sports cities in the United States of America? I got New York City at number two on my list. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. We're going to take a break. We come back on the other side. No, it's not a top six list of sports cities in the USA. I'm not stopping here. When we come back, I'm going to tell you who I have at number one. It's the JR Sport Brief Show, coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Don't move.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, every Wednesday I bring you a new top six list. And tonight, we're talking about the best sports cities in the United States of America. Yeah, Memphis has been getting smacked around and beat down in the court of public opinion over the past several days. Even Stephen A. Smith said, oh, nobody wants to play in Memphis. Basketball players don't feel it's safe to be in Memphis. Well, I want to highlight something positive. I'm going to give you a top six list of the top sports cities in the United States of America. And I'm a few minutes away from sharing with you who I have at number one. But before we do that, if you've been missing, if you want to go back, if you want to listen to the fancy audio and the reasonings and whatnot, you can always hit rewind on the free Audacy app. A-U-D-A-C-Y. At number six, I gave you Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, the city of champions. At number five, I gave you Los Angeles. Yes, it's the city of angels. Also, Man, they got a lot of teams, a lot of success. Lakers, Dodgers, the Olympics. Yeah, I'm counting the Olympics and World Cups. Los Angeles is known for sports. And number four, I gave you Chicago. If you can be as pained as many as the fans in Chicago have been, specifically Cubs fans, White Sox fans, and you got a team nicknamed the Lovable Losers. They've been made fun of in movies, and there's a generation of people who have never seen the Cubs win a World Series. When you got fans who still show up, yeah, I got Chicago here at number four on my list, and then, yeah, they've had success. Thank you to Michael Jordan and the Bulls in the 90s. And number three, top sports city in the United States of America, I gave you Philadelphia. The fans are crazy. The fans are nuts. They go beyond being fanatics. Some of them, I think, are criminals. I'm from Philadelphia. I can say what I want. Hey, at number two on my list, top six sports cities in the USA, New York City. Man, they got more professional sports teams than anybody. They got more championships than anybody. And Derek Jeter is just like, oh, yeah, and by the way, the fans actually know what the hell they're talking about. It's big time, New York City. I have New York City at number two on the list. Which is going to leave us right here, top six sports cities in the U.S. That leaves us with nowhere else to go but this here.
Number one.
The top sports city in the United States of America. Well, it's Boston. Yeah, it's Boston. It is. I mean, even if you got to think about the past 25 years, the success had by the New England Patriots, the Boston Red Sox, the Celtics. It is really a title town, USA, all over the place. I mean, even the Bruins, they got six Stanley Cups. This is a big deal. We're talking title town for real. Even guys who've not originally from Boston but have played there. Kevin Garnett, for example. He didn't play his whole career in Boston. He had to leave Minnesota to have the biggest success. Kevin Garnett was sitting down with Paul Pierce, who played the majority of his career in Boston. And they were having a conversation about the fans in Boston. KG was asked about the city and the fans. And even wherever he went outside, he was shown love and appreciated. He was going to restaurants. They're showing him love. People are pumping his gas. Listen to Kevin Garnett talk about the city of Boston.
I can't even explain this. It feels like college. Yeah, I've been sure. On a college trip with my daughter lately, yeah. Whatever. So the love that you get from this town, dog, feels so intimate in every part. So where you go,
yeah.
You go to Red Sox, see a game, man. It's when they call that title town, and it's all the energy that's, man, it truly is. I can't even put it into words, yeah. But it's kind of like what Pete said, man. The relationships and the people you meet up there is really what you miss, because they make your everyday so dope. It's a lot of love, and I had never experienced that. You know, Minnesota showed me a ton of love, but yeah, not like this.
Yeah, to win a championship, man, come on. I mean, yeah, Kevin Garnett told you those fans are absolutely nuts. And they are. I mean, if you think about the New England Patriots, I want to take you back a decade. Okay, there was a period in time when the Patriots, well, they didn't win every championship. And then they did. And I want you to listen to this clip. These are the fans that Kevin Garnett is talking about. Different team, but the same damn fans. This is from WCVB in Boston. This is
They claim their parents let them cut school today. They're allowed to be here. Got one of them right here, Mike Pedrini. Mike, how does it feel to be out here? I mean, you don't know about those other three. You just know about this one.
Yeah, it feels great. We supported this team. We supported our boys through thick and thin all year. After the Cincinnati game, it didn't look great, but we were with them, never a doubt. And I'd just like to thank you, sir, Tom Brady, for giving us the greatest childhood we could ever ask for.
Yeah, the fans are spoiled out there. It's like, oh, all they do is win and win and win and win. Like, there's a segment of people in their 20s and 30s. They don't know nothing but success in New England. And Tom Brady knows this. When Tom Brady was inducted into the Patriots Hall of Fame, He thanked the fans. He thanked the fans who would drive out to Foxborough in the middle of nowhere. And then he even went as far to thank four fans from Barstool Sports who decided to petition and protest Brady during Deflategate. Yeah, Tom Brady appreciates all of the Boston fans and even the crazy ones from Barstool. Listen to this.
You guys are amazing. What other fans in the world would spend hours on Route 1 every Sunday to get to a stadium in the middle of the woods? We've even got four guys who went to jail for me sitting right here as RKK special guests.
Yeah, man. Four fans will go to jail. Guests from Barstool, why not? Nice publicity stunt. Yeah, I really think, given its success and the fandom, that's why I got Boston at number one on my list. Top sports city in the United States of America today. You want to talk about championships and titles and superstar players? Boston, it has it all. Hey, if you missed the full list, hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. At number six, I gave you Pittsburgh, PA. At number five, I gave you Los Angeles. At number four, I gave you Chicago. At number three, I gave you Philadelphia. At number two, I gave you New York City. At number one, I gave you Boston. Yeah, Boston, number one on my list as the top sports city in the United States of America. It's the JR Sport Brief Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Hey, the phone lines are open if you want to give me a holler. I know we got more than six great sports cities. Is there a city that you would have put on your list? I could think about a few college towns. Big, small, Midwest, the South. 888-710-4ISN is the number. That's 888-710-4ISN. When I say big sports city, what comes to your mind? I'm going to ask our producer, Ryan Botcher, on the other side of the break as well. And then I want to tell you about a city it's a big deal right now as well. And last night they were fighting there. And I think that's a good thing. It's the JR Sport Brief Show on the Infinity Sports Network. And right now it's time for a news flash. Here he is. It's Rich Ackerman.
You're listening to the JR Sport Brief.
It is the JR Sport Brief Show here on the Infinity Sports Network. I just gave you a new top six list. It's what I do every Wednesday. Top six sports cities in the United States of America. You missed a full list. You can go ahead and hit rewind on the free Odyssey app. At number six, I gave you Pittsburgh. At number five, I gave you Los Angeles. At number four, I gave you Chicago. At number three, I gave you Philadelphia. At number two, I gave you New York City. Number one, I think Boston is the best sports city in the United States of America. And what did I look at? I looked at the success of the teams in that area. I looked at the fans and some of the stories that we get. I looked at the city and some of the big, huge sports events that come on by, like in Los Angeles, where you just know you're going to get the Olympics. You're going to get the World Cups of the world. So there was, I thought about star power. And so there's quite a few pieces of criteria that I looked at. And I think that Boston, I think they checked all the boxes here at number one. I got Boston number one on my list. Top six sports cities in the USA. Of course, there are more than six top sports cities. Who are some other cities that come to mind? When I say top sports cities, what do you think of? Like, man, I could think of Baton Rouge. Just on a college side, I could think about Ann Arbor with the Big House. I mean, we have entire cities that are built around sports and fandom and school second. Phone lines are open, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. What are some of the best sports cities in America? Let's go to Ian in Tampa. Ian, you're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up?
What's going on, man? How are you doing?
I'm excellent. What's on your mind?
Hey, man. Love you. List? Not so good. You're missing a big city. That's Title Town. It actually starts with the same letter that title starts with. And you're missing it because it's not a big market. You know, you're only getting love to the big markets. And that'd be Tampa, Florida. You know, we've got the Bucks championship, Lightning back-to-back championships. Bucks have won before. The Rays, always very successful. They made it to a World Series.
Wait, hold on, Ian. You, I was trying to give you the benefit of the doubt a little bit.
You're going to tell me the Rays aren't good?
No, that's not what you said. You said the Rays.
What did I say?
You said the Rays have always been good.
You're going to tell me the Rays haven't been good? You're going to tell me in the last 10 years?
There you go, Ian. The Rays have been good recently. The Rays are still a team in its infancy. To me, they're still.
Oh my goodness! The Rays have been balling year in and year out on what, a thousandth of the payroll that most MLB teams have.
You're having a different conversation than anything that I said. Hold on, Ian. Do you know how to listen, Ian? Hold on, man. I know you like to listen to the show, but now you're here with me. Let's talk and listen. Let's go back and forth.
All right.
Yes, okay, thank you. The Tampa Bay Rays, I said, are a team that are still, I find them to still be in this. Are they even 30 years old yet? Are they even there yet? No.
Does that make Tampa less of a title town? Because they're new and they've had a lot of success?
Well, what I'm saying to you is this is a team that has not had a lot of success for a team that I think started in 1998. They've had recent success, but in their early infancy, they have been and were nothing but doormats, which is not all that surprising given the size of the market and their payroll. I'm not disputing the recent success of the Tampa Bay Rays to just be decent given the people that don't show up. What I'm saying is it's false to say that they've always been good because they haven't. They've been trash at the beginning, and now they're just good.
So, yes, what, 20 years ago, they were trash. But you have to say half, in Tampa,
for half of their existence.
We talked about Titletown. Tampa's hitting on every sport pretty much. We've got football.
Okay, Ian, I've heard that.
We've got Lightning back-to-back, and we've got the Rays, who have been consistently good recently. And one of your other criteria is we've hosted multiple Super Bowls. That's all I'm saying, is you just forgot about Tampa.
No,
Titletown Tampa.
Well, thank you, Ian. I didn't forget about Tampa. I don't think they're close to the top six. I appreciate you. You're from Tampa. What else are you going to say? You're not going to say, hey, my city sucks. So I appreciate you for sticking up for your folks.
I mean, they've had more success in Chicago in the last 20 years. We'll put it that way.
Ian, I got to tell you.
Jordan ain't coming back. Sorry.
Ian, how much did you have to drink tonight?
I'm not drinking anything. I'm just having fun.
Oh, that's.
I'm just saying.
I'd hate to see you with a beer. Hey, Ian, thank you for calling from Tampa, man.
All right, man. Have a good night.
All right, you too. Oh, my goodness. Insufferable. When you got to start comparing Tampa to Chicago as a sports town, that's what you call an inferiority complex. That's just what it is. Like, everything that he said about Tampa was valid. Everything he said. Except for the Rays. Maybe he's only 20 years old, and maybe he only remembers what's taken place over the past 10. I mean, if I got to think about Chicago and its success and the teams that they have. Like, I didn't even mention the Chicago Sky. And I know they're whatever right now. People making fun of Angel Reese and her ability to miss shots and put them back in. Even the Chicago Sky have won a title. Nobody outside of Tampa is looking at the Tampa Bay Rays and giving a rat's ass, okay? They are a team. They've only been here since 1998. They were a doormat for the first 10 years of their existence. They turned things around. Then they sucked again. They've been pretty even. They've been whatever. They went to the World Series a couple years ago in the pandemic, and even since, it's like, whatever. Nobody think about the Rays. Let me know when they win something, okay? Let me know when you figure out where they're going to play. Do that first. And then Tampa Bay, The Buccaneers? What are we doing here? Thank you, Tom Brady, for coming through. Come on, man. You could thank the hockey squad. It's Tampa Bay solid sports town, but he got me on a raise. Stop it. 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about some of the best sports cities in the United States of America. Botcher, who would you have at number one on your list? I say top sports city in America. What would you say?
I'm a little biased, but I'd say New York, just because I live here and I've just seen how passionate the fans get. But if I'm going not like just every city, I'd probably say Boston, just because they have success more recently than New York.
Okay. Well, thank you for the honesty. I appreciate that.
But like other cities too, like Dallas, not on the list, but they could be up there because Cowboys fans every year say they're going to win the Super Bowl, even though they know their team's not the best. On top of that, you have the Mavericks, who are competitive, made the finals. You have number one pick now. And you saw the fiasco with Luka Doncic. They still care down there, so they could be on the list.
No, absolutely. Yeah, you know, I think, it's slightly a separate topic, I think that a lot of fans in Dallas have kind of chilled out on the we're going to win every year. There's still a segment of the fan base that is slightly delusional. It's slightly still on the how we're just going to win because we're the Cowboys. But I think most of the fans have gotten to the point of, man, I'm sick of Jerry Jones. And I've had enough of this. And I don't know if it's because of the 12-5 seasons that they've had recently. I don't know. Maybe people are looking at Jerry Jones's age and they're like, oh, man, we're never going to get over the hump with this dude. But I think a lot of that has waned. I think the enthusiasm for the team will always be there because the fans are diehards. But we're moving generations away now from people who remember when the Cowboys won, like when they did have a dynasty. Like there are people who are old enough to have an alcoholic beverage right now who don't remember watching the Dallas Cowboys win squat. And as that changes, I mean, it's going to be nothing but more stories. I mean, we talked about the Chicago being here on the list. Cubs had a 108-year gap between championships. 108 years. That's people's lifetimes. That's grandparents and their kids and their grandkids that never saw the Cubs win a damn thing. I'm not trying to put the Dallas Cowboys in that space, but thinking about just about 30 years at this point in time, that's a while, okay? That's a while. And every generation that we move further and further away, I think you have more Cowboy fans who just go, man, they suck. Like, and we've heard this. I forgot. I got to look who it up. Look it up. Look up who said it. But there was a player who's just like, he was being interviewed. And he was like, yeah, in my entire lifetime, the Cowboys have been ass. He's like, they haven't been good. They haven't won anything. These are active NFL players. And so, yeah, you can live and play in Jerry's world and you can take Jerry's money. But I think a lot of fans have gone on to just being like, hey, you know what? No thanks on this regard. 888-710-4ISN. Jim is calling from Green Bay. You're on the JR Sport Brief Show. What's up, Jim?
Hey, JR. How you doing, sir?
I'm excellent. How are you?
I'm good. So I'm a Dallas Cowboys fan my whole life. I grew up in Oklahoma, so I'm displaced a little bit. I was in the military, so I'm up in the Midwest now. But you know what? You're 100% right about the Cowboys. I think Dallas should be on the list first and foremost, and I think you kind of agreed with that, what you said. But you know what? I have been a realistic Cowboys fan my whole life. I've been a Cowboys fan since the 80s. I'm 55 years old, and you know, I was around for the heyday with the triplets and all that stuff. But I'm a realist. You know, Jerry Jones just, in my opinion, he's got money, but he doesn't know football anymore. He really needs a GM. And it's been a struggle. You know, everybody wants to blame Dak Prescott. Yeah, he's had some bad playoff games. But, you know, what have you surrounded him with? You know, they have some good defensive players. They've always had good wide receivers, but that can't be it. Look at the running game. They've let the running game just go to pot. They let
they brought back Ezekiel Elliott to even test. I mean, why?
Yeah, what's up with that?
Yeah, you need
You need a GM to make decisions like that, because when they brought back Ezekiel Elliott, I knew it was going to be a disaster. I'm just like, this is not going to work.
Well,
and Jay, it's the first time I've ever called in here, and I love your show, and I just want to let you know you're 100%. I have never said this is going to be our year, unless it was the Troy Aikman days. So,
yeah,
but you have a great show, sir.
Well, thank you. Thank you so much, Jim, for calling from Green Bay. It's the JR Sport Breeze Show here with you coast to coast on the Infinity Sports Network. Yeah, the phone lines are open, 888-710-4ISN. That's 888-710-4ISN. We're talking about some of the best sports cities in the United States of America. I got Boston at number one on my list. I want to get more of your thoughts. What are some of the best sports cities in America? Somebody called up and represented for Tampa Bay, and one of his reasons was the Rays. And I'm like, okay, bro, you didn't have to get into all of that. I don't know about that. They ain't been good all the time, okay? What are some other cities that don't get love when we talk about some of the best sports cities? I'll get some more of your calls on the other side of the break. I'm going to talk about Indianapolis, too. Don't move. It's the JR Sport Brief Show.